From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Former State Senator Nan Rich is the decided underdog in the August 26 Democratic primary for Florida governor. A lot of Floridians don't even know she's running. Her main opponent, former Governor Charlie Crist, has raised nearly 20 times what she has in campaign contributions. But as the Miami Herald's Kathleen McGrory explains, her most enthusiastic supporters are trying to change all that.
Some people follow rock stars as they tour the country. Not this guy. He's more into politicians.
Well, my name's Joe Snodgrass. I'm from Crescent City, Florida, a lifelong Democrat. I've decided to do something different this year. Instead of just volunteering and not really feeling much fulfillment about what I do.
Behold the Nan Van.
The Nan Van is a 32-foot motor coach, designated for a mobile billboard. It's set up to spread the message of Nan Rich for Governor 2014.
Snodgrass decorated the outside of his camper with a giant map of Florida and big block letters proclaiming Nan Rich's candidacy for governor. He's been driving the Nan Van around the state to help build the Democratic candidate's name recognition. And there are more Joe Snodgrasses out there. They call themselves Nan Fans.
The Nan Fans are just absolutely incredible volunteers that I've met all across the state of Florida.
That's the candidate, speaking outside a campaign event in Panama City recently.
When I can't go someplace, they're there, and they've become the coordinating committees in about 25 counties that we have groups that phone bank and do all the outreach, to Democratic primary voters.
The Nan Fans are holding out hope that their candidate, a former state senator from Broward County, will gain traction over the next several weeks and beat not only Charlie Crist, but take it all the way and beat Governor Rick Scott, too. Judy Byrne Riley is a Nan Fan in Okaloosa County in the Florida Panhandle. She'd been a Democratic activist for years when she entered into a raffle for a dinner with Nan Rich.
So I won a dinner with Nan, and that's how I first met her. I drove 2.5 hours in a tornado watch and drove to Tallahassee, and we had about a 4.5 hour dinner. We knew all of the same people, had met all of the same wonderful women around the state, and she became a friend.
Riley and the other Nan fans say they're drawn to Rich because she's the only true liberal in a race where the Democratic frontrunner used to be a Republican. Rich supports health care for all, more money for public schools, and an increase in the minimum wage. To get the message out, Riley recently helped organize a series of campaign events for Rich in Northwest Florida. The 3-day trip took the candidate from Tallahassee to Pensacola, and later to Panama City for a lunch with the Democratic Women's Club of Bay County. The Nan Van was parked outside.
It's infectious.
Rich is 72, and after the event, she said her fans help her feel more energized.
A campaign is a roller coaster. It's, you know, good days, bad days, exhausting days. But when you walk into an area where, you've got people so excited to be there to help you and be a part of this team, it can't do anything but, provide you with the energy you need to go out there and do what you need to do.
Rich will continue to tour the state until the August 26th primary. The Nan Van will continue to follow. I'm Kathleen McGrory in Tallahassee.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.